Well, hi everybody. Welcome to Wine by the Case, where we uncork legal insights.
One bottle, although you want more.
I want more. At a time. I'm Chris Sensnick.
Today is one.
Are you sure? Okay. I'm Chris Sensnick, and this is...
I'm Alexis Rosenberg, a.k.a. Litigation Lex.
And we're here to talk about a sort of fun case. It's fun for us, and it's fun.
Yeah, I was going to say it's not fun for the people involved.
Yeah, but it's a case out of New Orleans, and we all know major party destination, major spot where people go to have fun.
We want to give
and so we're going to start
a hint.
We're going to give a hint because what do people do in New Orleans?
Party,
right?
And drink,
and they celebrate,
right? I know, and eat really great food,
really great,
listen to good music.
Food. Oh my God, I've still
we
never...
love New Orleans,
and she got me hooked on the Tabasco shooter oyster things. Oh my God, with the vodka on the top. After you've had that, you're like, I just want them like that all the time.
Oh, well, what about, Bananas Foster's?
Yeah.
Brennan's, one of my favorite breakfast places in the world.
We've had a lot of fun, but that's why I said it. To me, it's a celebratory kind of place. So
we should go there and do one,
I think. We should.
We should do a podcast there.
Go to Antoine's Loan. Their wine cellar
Maybe
is fantastic.
Maybe we need to actually go to the place you're going to talk about.
Exactly.
Check
so
this out.
Before we do, I want to talk about the fact that when you celebrate, what do you usually think you're going to have?
Well, New Orleans, a hurricane.
Right.
We are going to have a hurricane.
Right. But again, just celebrations in general. You think of bubbles.
Yes.
And although, you know, most of the time people think of the widow, the lovely Veuve Clicquot.
Widow?
Yes, that's what it's called.
Oh, you just kind of scared me. Like, we went from celebrating widows.
No, because the Veuve Clicquot was made by a widow.
Oh, yeah, I know. They did that documentary on it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so it's fascinating that she broke into the market. But what we have... 1933.
Actually, that is a fascinating story. We should probably do a podcast about that.
We have a Prosecco, and we purposely picked a Prosecco.
This is not what you
It is
thought.
Not Veuve Clicquot.
You know what? She laid it out, and I thought that's what I was going to get. And then, don't get me wrong. This is amazing with mimosas.
Yes.
So I'm not going to...
Here we go. Happy sound.
I'm not going to fault that, but yeah, the other one, not on the...
Not on the chairs.
Not on the new chairs for the podcast.
Okay.
On the floor.
Oh, here we go. We're getting it. But amazingly, look at that. We have bubbles, Alexis.
We
and what
do
are we
have
talk
bubbles.
About?
I do
are
love
we,
bubbles.
We're going to talk about bubbles.
But wait, I do love... Did I switch them? No. I do love bubbles. And like I said, I think everybody's had this Prosecco. Let's just put it up to the screen.
La Marca.
But this is like my go-to for a good mimosa.
It's everybody's go-to for a good mimosa.
Oh, I think it's perfect.
Yeah. Because it's a Prosecco. So when you think about a Prosecco, you don't mind mixing it. You don't mix Veuve. You just don't. That's bad.
So the picture, you know, we've had this up for...
a couple of episodes.
Yeah, I think. I don't know how many. Maybe it's the first one. Who the heck knows? But this picture is very on point. With this, now we're giving you a code. We're giving you a kid where you have one symbol, another symbol. What is it? So you have bubbles, and you have
a Porsche that appears to be getting some damage. So let's relate it all together.
Yeah, tell me
back,
the story.
Back in New Orleans.
I need to sit back a little.
You
I
do.
Need to make sure I'm in.
You
the
do because this one
tell
is.
Tell me
just,
a story, Chris.
So when you have
cheers.
Here, have some bubbles. Mm. So the story is, a restaurant has had a bubble machine on their second floor.
I love that. What? There is somebody that has bubbles around here. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, every time I drive through them, it makes me just smile. It makes me happy.
I want one now. I really want a bubble machine now.
I've got to have one. You want it because what you're about to tell them and your personality. I'm just saying it makes me very happy
it does.
When I drive through the bubbles. I could be having the crappiest day.
Right.
And I drive through those bubbles.
Bubbles
and it
make
makes
you
me happy.
Happy. It does. So if you're a restaurant and you're competing with all the restaurants in New Orleans, what do you do to make yourself different? Well, you have.
Give away Jello shooters?
Well, no, everyone does that. I mean, you know, but 9 years of a bubble machine where people know it's the bubble restaurant because it's coming off of the roof and he keeps it maintained and it's fun to have it floating through the neighborhood. It draws people in, except for the guy who moves in across the street. So the guy who moved
curmudgeon.
In across the street, curmudgeon to say the least, he bought, knowing full well that these bubbles were happening on a daily basis. He bought the beautiful property next door. We're talking millions of dollars because we're talking a block away from Duval. So he moves in, and he parks his Porsche on the street. And he's got a Porsche Cayenne, And
not in the pool, on the street.
Not in the pool, but on the street. And he gets mad because the bubbles are hitting his Porsche. And he says it's affecting his paint job. And he went over and he started yelling, not nicely having a conversation, but yelling at the restaurant owner about, well, I don't want the bubbles. You got to stop the bubbles. Okay. How many years have the bubbles been there?
Nine.
He bought knowing full well that the bubbles were there. He could not have been there at a time when the bubbles weren't going, because that would have been 2 a.m.
Do they run? They run the bubbles throughout
out the day and evening.
Operational
yes.
time.
Yes, and okay. He keeps it maintained. And this guy's like, no, you can't have your bubbles anymore because it's messing with my Porsche that I park on the street.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's parked on a public street.
Public street.
And not a public street.
Mm-mm.
And it's not an assigned spot reserved for him because he's not that special.
Nope.
And I don't even know if they do that in New Orleans. They reserve on a public street. I don't think they do. But I'm saying, I just want to make it clear.
Yeah.
And so here's my question to you. Why couldn't he park somewhere on the opposite side of the street?
Well, park further down
the street.
Yeah. Yes. He's a direct competitor. Direct competitor.
Oh!
He happens to have married into the Café Du Monde family. Now this plot thickens.
Oh, but we don't want to make him mad.
Oh, why not?
Café Du Monde.
everybody's been there.
Some people who haven't been to New Orleans, but Café Du Monde is a very famous because they make this, I guess it would be
beignet.
A pastry.
Beignet.
Right, but if you don't know what a beignet is, it's like it's similar to the Italian like bread balls that they put powdered mm-hmm. sugar on.
It's not
They're
quite
amazing,
croissant.
And
right.
if you've never been there, please put it on your bucket list, even though this guy disagree with his position.
Yeah, but think about this. If you've ever
he needs to go on Reddit and be like, am I an a-hole?
Oh, yeah. No. Reddit has already determined that he is, by the way. Reddit has determined that he is.
Comment
I've seen it.
And tell me. I'm going to say I think he's being an a-hole.
Yeah.
I think he's being an a-hole.
So the residents of New Orleans are happy to then have a bubble parade and shoot bubble guns, you know, because you can get those little Nerf things that shoot bubbles, toward his Porsche. They have said that's being scheduled as we speak. So, again, Reddit is an awesome source of information, but it's also the notion of, you know, give people in New Orleans a chance to party and have a parade, and what are they going to do? They're going to have a party and a parade.
How do we know which Porsche is his?
Because it's on the news. This guy went on the news to talk about his complaints about the 9-year bubbles that have been going.
So, but Chris, I think you hit it. You're saying he's a major. I can't imagine anybody would be a competitor of Café Du Monde. But there are other people that do sell beignets.
Right.
And
well, just again, that it's a New Orleans kitchen. So
right.
But
actually, I think I've been to that other one, and they do good beignets as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are other
NBR
people
kitchen.
That do amazing beignets. I think the thing with Café Du Monde is, first of all, it's the most well-known of it, but also
the
you go
smell
in there,
draws you in.
I was going to say, mm-hmm. you go in there and you leave covered. It's the experience of being covered
and
in
the confectioner's
sugar. Yeah.
And if you haven't been, what they tell you to do is then take the powdered sugar that's left on your little
which is plenty.
Wax paper and put it in your coffee. Put it in your chicory coffee.
And also they're known for their chicory coffee.
Right,
yeah.
right. But then you get that little grease associated with it. It is a taste
it's
explosion.
It's an experience. If you go there, you should go.
But interestingly enough, on Reddit.
But honestly, they're so packed. Why do they? He doesn't need to start. They don't really.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying they don't really have competitors.
They don't.
Because they're always.
But remember, this is the locals who are complaining. This is the locals who are upset with
and
him.
And the locals
about complaint.
Are probably not going to Café Du Monde.
Exactly. That's too touristy for them. But one of the locals said, well, you know what? I think I'm going to file a petition that every time I walk by Café Du Monde, I end up smelling like grease, and powdered sugar ends up on my black pants as I go to work. Let's go back to he knowingly bought a house across the street from the bubble restaurant.
I don't know. I just can't get it. It's such move the car. Like, I would understand
I want to see the bubble
if it was
parade.
Your driveway, and even if you knew the bubble, you don't necessarily know it's going to ruin your paint. But it's a public, here's the thing, a street. Yeah. It's a public street. First of all, you don't have to park there. Mm-hmm. Secondly, it's a public street. Park somewhere else,
or
you say pay for a garage.
Right.
But that's just ridiculous.
Put your lawyer hat on here. If you go into a place knowing that you are across the street from Mons Venus in Tampa, Florida, the you know, the world's most famous strip club. You know what you're
buying. It's a little different. That's not damaging property. And also, I find it kind of hard to believe that soap is damaging your...
Oh, no, exactly. And the owner of the restaurant said he actually...
That paint. I had a case years ago where they had to paint something and the wind blew. It was a large building. Mm-hmm. And the wind blew it actually got paint on multiple vehicles.
And they do.
And they were responsible for paying out
on
that.
As far as the pesticides going forward. But...
Well, first of all...
The restaurant owner did cut the soap in half. He's like, look, I can still get the bubbles, and I can try and resolve this issue.
It's a public street.
Exactly.
It's a public street.
It's a public street.
And the fact that he tried to accommodate
this,
in my opinion, I'm going to keep saying in my opinion, a-hole. And first of all, you cannot please everybody. This is adulting 101, okay? You want to try to teach your kids this in high school, mm-hmm. but it doesn't work. But adulting 101 is coming to the realization you cannot please everyone.
No, and...
This makes me angry
yeah.
because I love New Orleans.
Yes.
I love bubbles.
Yeah.
And I
love bubbles too.
I love Porsches too. This day all makes me angry.
Right.
Cheers.
So cheers.
Comment below and subscribe.